Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life through full of meaning and purpose and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Yesterday's show with Martha Beck was absolutely fabulous. If you missed listening to it live, I encourage you to listen to the archive at thelauralongleyshow.com. Martha shared the four steps to reclaiming your true self that she outlines in her book, Finding Your Way in a Wild New World. And she gave me some on-air coaching that filled with wisdom. Even in those few minutes, Martha shifted my perspective on a couple of things, and maybe listening to that show can do the same for you. It really was a fabulous show. Today, we'll be talking with Carolyn C.J. Jones, who I'm sure will be every bit as fabulous and have just as much insight with her own twist today as Martha did yesterday. CJ is, among other things, a coach focused on forgiveness. She'll be giving away a free coaching session later in this show, so be sure to stay tuned for that. And I'm thinking about things where I have to get myself a little more focused. I'm meeting with my accountant tomorrow to do my taxes, and I know that many of us really don't look forward to this time of the year. And it's so interesting how, for me, it has shifted over time, where I used to be very, structured and organized with all of this. And I actually kind of looked forward to doing my taxes because I liked knowing exactly where I stood and getting all my ducks in a row and everything. Oh my gosh, this year I am so out of control with all my expenses and my business stuff that even though I use an automated program, I use Quicken. I didn't do a good job of categorizing this past year. So I have a ton of work to do this afternoon before I go and see my accountant tomorrow. I have a few announcements I want to make before I introduce you to CJ. And the first one is that today is the day. It's the first time on the show that we're going to do the mini tarot readings, and those will be taking place the last 15 minutes of the show, so beginning at 45 minutes after the hour. And I'll be giving out the number to call in a little bit later in the show, but I really hope that you will call in to get one of those mini readings. We did these readings on the show that I did, on March 4th, I think it was. It was the first Monday show that I did when I started doing Monday shows as well. And I did a reading for Dr. Pat. She was my guest on the show that day. And then we had several people call in and do readings. And it's really fun. And it's also can be really informative. It's amazing how much information you can get out of just 5 minutes of doing a card, drawing a card and talking about your situation. So be sure to stay on the show for the rest of the hour so that you can get your mini tarot reading later in the hour. I also want to remind you that I'm going to be at the Portland, Oregon Body Mind Spirit Expo the weekend of April 20th and 21st. I'll have a booth with my friend and colleague, Marsha Bench, who does numerology, and I'll be doing tarot. And Marsha and I will each be doing a talk during the show as well. So if you are anywhere near Portland area, that show is really fabulous. There's lots of interesting stuff and fun things to do. And I'd really encourage you to stop by and say hello. Well, CJ has been waiting patiently in the wings, so let me introduce her to you. Carolyn CJ Jones is an award-winning author and photographer of the book Opening the Gates of the Heart, A Journey of Healing. She's an inspirational speaker, forgiveness coach, and most recently, a radio talk show host of the program Transform into Forgiveness. She's an expert in how to discover forgiveness and works with men and women to overcome their anger and resentment. She's uniquely qualified to speak and coach on this topic, as she herself has found forgiveness after 38 years of extreme anger and bitterness toward her parents for her upbringing. CJ's experiences over the past 10 years have transformed her into a vastly different person. She now views even the negative experiences of her life as beneficial in shaping that person that you will hear from today. Let's welcome Carolyn CJ Jones to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, CJ.
Hi, Laura.
Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
Well, I want to dive right into talking a little bit about what your journey has been. Because in the intro, I mentioned that your focus is on forgiveness, and I know that the forgiveness is a means towards leading a peaceful life or finding internal peace of mind. And I know that it's a long story, but in a semi nutshell.
Okay.
Can you share a little bit about how you got to that place of understanding the importance of forgiveness and actually doing it?
Sure. Oh, let's see. I started out with a pretty unstable environment when I was growing up. There was a lot of verbal and physical abuse. And by the time I reached adulthood, I was spending a lot of time in a hopeless state, often in despair. I was filled with rage, certainly, and a lot of shame and worthlessness. I was angry all the time at everything and everybody, had a horrible confidence level, no self-esteem, and I was just a mess.
And a lot of people who have been through similar experiences end up that way as well. So I'm just, you know, validating you weren't alone in that, I'm sure.
Right, right. There's a lot of us who have been wounded as we were growing up, and some of us have had a chance to heal and some of us haven't. Some of us don't know that it's our choice to heal.
Right.
That we can take that action to do the healing. And I didn't know that. I actually believe it's our job to heal. I believe that now. And I didn't know that back then. And so when I reached adulthood, I was actually a senior in college, and I started drinking that year in my spring quarter. And I drank very heavily for the next 26 years. 20 of those years, I was married to another alcoholic, and it was a verbally abusive relationship. So I spent a great deal of time angry for the abuse, angry because he wasn't making me happy, never even realizing that happiness was my job, that was
right.
My responsibility.
So you were allowing yourself, without knowing it, but allowing yourself to give away all your power and to be in the victim role where it was somebody else's job to make you happy.
Absolutely, Laura. I played the victim beautifully, absolutely beautifully. And
Well, you had a lot of experience with your childhood growing up, right?
You're right. I did. I mean, I was victimized. That is true, and that's a fact. But then I went on to play the victim. And as I learned in later years, that wasn't necessary Well, it was for my evolution.
Right. We all have our own path, how we get from here to there.
Exactly.
And yours, that was part of your path. And maybe you could have recognized it earlier, but maybe you couldn't have.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I was 48 when I started recognizing it. And what happened then was I got sober. I had left my marriage of 20 years because I reached a level of intolerance with it and found myself alone naturally. And I was terrified. And it wasn't in my plan to be alone. My plan was to hook up with this man whom I had fallen deeply in love with, who I thought with all my heart was my soulmate.
Right.
Well, he told me in a very humiliating way that he didn't care for me. Yeah. I was absolutely devastated. Absolutely devastated. And all I could do for the next several months was drink and cry. I finally realized at a very deep level that if I didn't quit drinking, I was going to die. And so I put out a plea to the universe and I was guided to get sober. That began a new life, an entirely new life, which has been a huge gift and blessing. It has been, just incredible. But I still struggled for the first several years of sobriety. Until about 2 years in, I stumbled across, I actually discovered and created a way to forgive my parents.
So it was an inspiration that you came upon that was your process for doing forgiveness?
Yes. Yes.
And I want to give plenty of time to that, and we're coming up on a break here. So let's save what your process is for when we come back from the break. I'm okay. Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. And we're going to take a quick break, as I said, and when we come back, CJ will share her process for forgiveness with all of us. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship For You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Carolyn CJ Jones. Before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you, CJ. And can you give your website and any other way you might like people to contact you?
Absolutely. My website is CarolynCJJones.com. And that's CarolynCJJones.com. C as in cat, JONES.com. And there are two J's in that.
Okay. So the CJJ.
CJJ. Yeah. It's my first and last name with my initials in between.
Yeah. Yeah. So, before the break, we were talking about this process that you discovered that works well for you in order, to forgive others, and you used it specifically with forgiveness for your parents. So can you step us through that, what that process is?
Sure. I'd like to give a little bit of description as to how I actually came across it.
Yeah, you bet.
What was happening was, one day I was doing a self-appraisal, looking specifically at my relationships with the men in my life and what I had done to bring about their demise. Well, I realized that I used to get drunk and yell at them that they were worthless and would never amount to anything. I was pretty horrified when I realized this, actually, and because I, number one, ravaged their soul. And number two, I didn't mean it about them. I meant it about me.
Right.
Right. Well, a couple days later, the thought occurred to me, wow, if I said that to these guys and I didn't mean it about them, I meant it about me. Is it possible that when my father used to yell at me that I was worthless and would never amount to anything, that he didn't mean it about me?
Wow.
He meant it about himself. That was an incredibly profound revelation, because of course the answer is yes, it's entirely possible. And so from that point, I began to see him as another wounded human being, someone who had his own wounds that had carried over from his childhood that he had not had a chance to heal from. And after I saw him that way, I was able to develop compassion for him. So over the course of about a year, it took me continually reminding myself that he was wounded, that I felt compassion for that wounding, and I found forgiveness. It just slid in one day very quietly, and I found that I forgave him.
And you know, that's interesting, that process, because I have, you know, I've been a psychotherapist, and a lot of what, you know, many clients need to work on is forgiveness of parents in particular, and, you know, other people too. But for many of us, it comes up with our parents. And I had realized this piece about, if you can feel compassion for the other person, if you can understand why they might have acted the way they did, it doesn't mean you condone it or you approve of it or that it was okay.
Right.
But you can understand how they got there and what,
exactly,
as you said, what their own wounding is, what your father's wounding was that led him to behave in that way. And you can feel compassion for that wounded part of him. And that's the part you're really forgiving, right? It's not the monster part.
That's right.
It's the wounded part.
That's right. Yes. It softened me up tremendously, and I can't even describe how freeing it was when I finally reached a point of forgiveness. So what I teach my clients that I work with is to do a self-appraisal and look at, well, I actually start with them looking at their own behavior. I have them list out all their positive points, list out all their positive actions and behaviors for the past week, and I have them be with that for a little bit, just sit with that, maybe a couple days, maybe a week. It depends upon how wounded they themselves are and how low their esteem is, mm-hmm, their self-esteem. Well, then I have them look at their not-so-hot behavior.
And, yeah, which we all have, unfortunately.
We all do. Yes, yeah, we all do. And I have them.
It does. It sometimes it feels like we're the only one who acted in this horrible way.
I know. It does, doesn't it? But we all are human. We're all fallible, and we all do these things. The circumstances might be a little bit different, but we all do very similar things, I think.
Right, right. And I think that, you know, you're so smart or wise to have them first get in a place of what are they doing that's good before you start looking at those other things, because it can be really demoralizing otherwise.
It is. Yes, yeah, it can be. And that's how I actually did my first self-appraisal in recovery, and I felt not even an inch tall. I just felt like I was like a bug on the earth.
Oh.
So that's why I do it that way. But I have my clients look at, number one, did they start, if they're resentful at someone, I have them look at and consider, did you start the ball rolling here? Did you say something or do something that the other person was merely responding in a predictable human way, mm-hmm, and that irritated you and you're resentful of the way they reacted when you yourself started the whole affair? So I have them look at that, and I also have them consider, do you do the very same thing that you're angry at Tom or Susie for?
Right.
And very often we do the same things. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have this thing about driving, and it bugs me to death that people slow down before they get onto the exit ramp on the freeway.
And I just encountered one of those earlier this week, so I know what you're talking about.
Yes, it just drives me nuts. And I seethe at these people. I get really angry and resentful. Well, one day, guess what? I'm driving on the road. No one's in front of me. I'm anticipating getting off. I let off the gas. I slow down about 8 miles an hour, and I just started laughing when I realized what I had just done. And so my anger at these people dissolved.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean, because it is when you can see that someone else is a mirror to you, for
yeah,
you. Yeah. It's very powerful.
It really is. And that freedom that comes from it. I can't stress that enough. It's,
well, and I want to talk about that for a minute too, because you talk about when you and I talked prior to the show last week, that peace of mind or finding peace really is the goal. And the forgiveness is the path to it, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I'm interested for you personally, how, I don't even know how to ask this question, but obviously you said it was freeing and liberating to do that. And do you equate that freedom with peacefulness?
Oh, very much so. Yes. And peacefulness, happiness, joy, emotion such as that. And I just lost my train of thought.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
I know, me too. It's one of those senior moments.
Well, oh, I interrupted dear. You, so you can blame me.
Oh, no. Oh, let's see. Where were we going?
Well, the importance of freedom, or the importance of the forgiveness that leads to the freedom.
Yes. And it does. It produces such great peace and joy. And even when I get rattled, and certainly I get rattled, things happen to me.
I'm sure.
Just like everybody else. But that's what I was going to say. But even prevailing underneath of that, getting rattled, is a sense of peace. And it's so wonderful because I can return to that peace. I can ask myself, what is the question? I mean, the lesson that I am to be learning here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when I see it from that standpoint, I don't get angry like I used to. I don't get depressed like I used to. It's just amazing.
And, you know, I relate that to, for me personally, it's related to having faith in a beneficent higher power, and that there is divine order, that, you know, if something that feels bad is happening, there is a lesson for me in it. That's why it's happening. And having that faith that things are unfolding in the way they're meant to be unfolding helps me be in that peaceful place as well, even though I might not like exactly what's happening in the moment.
Exactly. And, you know, I believe in spirit. And in fact, Hafez said, and I have to say this and paraphrase it, wherever you are right now in time, God circled on the map for you.
I like that, because that's absolutely true, that we're exactly where we're supposed to be every minute.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, it's time for us to take a break again. And when we come back, CJ is going to give away a free coaching session. So stay tuned for that. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Do you play enough in your life? What if play and the absolutely ridiculous were the place that creativity and your brilliance hide out? Did you know that laughter and play are the elements of change? Let's unleash the playful creative you. Join Brenda St. Louis on November 20th at 6 p.m. Pacific for a free telecall, a play date with the ridiculous. This is the beginning of a 6 play dates with the ridiculous series. Sign up now at knowthatyouknow.com/playdate. Get your silly on and register now.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster.
fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is forgiveness coach Carolyn CJ Jones. CJ is going to give away a free coaching session to the first caller right now at 800-930-2819. Again, the number to call is 800-930-2819. And she does her sessions by phone or by Skype, so you don't have to be in the geographic area where she is. And CJ, while people are calling in, why don't you just share a little bit about why someone might want to do a coaching session with you, how long they last, that sort of thing.
Okay. If you're struggling and your life is turned upside down, if you are just having a difficult time, if you're dealing with a lot of anger in your life, a lot of resentment, then you may want to take advantage of this hour-long coaching session. In this session, the first thing we'll do is identify the gates of your heart. So we'll look at the wounds that you carry, and we'll look at the beliefs that you've come up with around those wounds. Then we'll discover the keys to unlock the gates and how you use them in your life. So things like gratitude, willingness. We'll discuss a self-appraisal and how I like to guide people to do a self-appraisal, like we were talking about earlier.
Right. And it sounds like you have it sounds like you have a pretty structured approach to how you do this.
I do. And then the last thing is how to push the gates open. So we'll look at compassion and forgiveness.
Wow. And once again, the number is 800-930-2819 for a free coaching session for the first caller. 800-930-2819. And, you know, in describing the session, Carolyn, you mentioned the gates of your heart. And I know that you have a book that is related to that. And I'd love if you would share a little bit about what your book is like, because it's not just a typical quote unquote self-help book, and how you came to do it.
Sure. I love talking about my book.
Good.
Yeah, because it was an act of divine guidance. It really, truly was. The name of it is Opening the Gates of the Heart, A Journey of Healing. The book is a tribute to the resiliency and beauty of the human spirit. It is a reflection of my own journey from great angst through a series of growth steps to joy and peace. It is composed of photographs of wrought iron gates and inspirational verses that go with each gate. What happened, Laura, was on the one hand, I discovered these gates in 2004 in January, and I started photographing them.
And where are they located? I mean, just in different places?
Most of them are in Marin County in California, okay, which is just north of the Golden Gate Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
That's where most of them are, and that's where I discovered them. And at the same time I was photographing these gates, I had been journaling for years to try and manage my feelings, to try and, you know, get through my sobriety. So I'm photographing over here and over there, I'm journaling. Well, one day in November of 2004, I wrote something in my journal that described a gate I had just titled, because you see, I was going to sell my photos to galleries. So I was titling them so I could frame them and sell them.
Right.
Well, when I wrote that, I just stopped short and I went, oh my gosh, this gives this gate that I just titled voice way beyond the visual element. Well, that prompted me to search through my journal for other things that described other gates that I had titled. And sure enough, I found tons of material that was written before I even discovered the gates.
And so there obviously was this, I don't know if I want to call it synchronicity or there was some connection there that was subconscious for you.
Definitely. I call it divine guidance. That's what I attribute it to. But and the other thing that's important to know and that your listeners may want to try, if you're having difficulty accessing your feelings, try writing, printing with your other hand, your non-dominant hand, because that's what I had been doing for years, because I injured my dominant hand at a work injury. And so was forced to learn to print with my other hand, and all sorts of deep feelings came forth and just flowed onto the page. It was pretty incredible.
Well, you know, that is a known technique for accessing your subconscious. And so you discovered it just, you know, purely by happenstance, I guess.
Exactly.
But yeah, it is a wonderful way to get access to beliefs that we're not aware of and other feelings that we aren't consciously aware of.
Well, it certainly worked with my gate verses. In fact, 75% of the verses that are in the book, and there's 42 verses and 42 photos, were written before I discovered the gates. So
wow.
That's a significant number.
Yeah, absolutely. It really is, you know, serendipity or divine guidance or whatever word we want to give to it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Really, really fun.
Synchronicity at its best. Yes, it was. So that's what prompted me to write the book. I had actually no idea I was writing a book, had no intention to write a book. It just came to me, it hit me after I found those verses that, gee, I'm writing a book here.
And if people are interested, where can they get the book?
They can go to my website, which is CarolynCJJones.com. It's also available on Amazon, but they're the same price. And I sign it personally for you when you get it from my website.
Cool. Oh, yeah, that's really a great incentive to get the autographed copy.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
I have a nice inscription that I write.
So I'm going to ask you a question that you don't know I'm going to ask you, but
so
the answer. And I'm curious what the CJ of today would tell the Carolyn/CJ of 30 years ago, if you could give her some advice.
Oh my. That's a good one.
I know, I put you on the spot.
I would say to her, learn to look at yourself and learn to look at your actions, your behavior. Be honest with yourself about those. Learn to praise yourself for your good points and all that you do good, that you do well. And look at the things that you don't do well, the ways that you hurt yourself, the ways that you hurt others, the ways that you hurt their spirits and your spirit. And see everything with much more gentleness.
Oh, I love that part. The gentleness rather than the judging.
Yes.
Oh, that's, I love that.
That's what I would tell CJ of 30 years ago.
Well, and I think that that's wonderful advice for anyone, because that can be true for all of us. That would be helpful information or advice for every single one of us. And so I appreciate you letting me put you on the spot like that. Do you, looking back, do you have, let's see, how do I want to, I don't want to say do you have regrets, but is there any point in your life that you look back on and you go, okay, here was a potential turning point that I missed?
When I left the abusive environment of my growing up home, mm-hmm. that could have been a turning point for me where I could have realized that that experience made me a stronger person. It could have made me a stronger person at the time. It could have made me realize that I was put through that experience so that I could heal from it, so that I could then help others to get through their difficult upbringings as well. So, in other words, I feel that I went through what I went through in order to be of use to other people, to heal from it, mm-hmm. and to share about it so that others could also heal.
And, you know, I mean, I think about, because, and I asked that question because I, you know, I have a few moments in my own life where I can look back and say, oh, if I had realized at the time, I would have shaved, you know, 20 years off this journey or whatever, right?
Right.
And I would also say that for you at that young age of when you left your growing up home, you still had tons more things to experience that really add to what you bring now to help people with healing.
How very true. Yes, yeah. I did.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'm not someone who thinks about regrets because we can't undo the past. but I do think it's sometimes interesting to be aware of, oh, what was I thinking in that moment that led me to miss that opportunity? And that was why I asked the question.
Right. Yeah. Good point. No, I used to have tons of regrets and I don't anymore.
Good. Very good. Because I think regrets are all about not loving ourselves. And that when we do love ourselves, we recognize we did the best we could with what we knew at the time. And that's all we can ask of ourselves.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much, CJ, for being on the show today. I really appreciate the conversation. It's been really fun talking with you. Plus, I learned some new things.
Oh, well, that's awesome. I'm so glad to hear you say that, Laura. And thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm really honored that you had me as your guest.
Well, I loved having you. And before we say goodbye, I just want to tell listeners that we discovered we have the same birthday.
Yes.
I thought, how cool was that? That was really fun.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thanks again, CJ.
You bet, Laura.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll do some mini tarot readings for callers. If you want a reading, call 800-930-2819 right now. Again, the number to call is 800-930-2819 right now if you want a mini tarot reading. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
1230 WPLQ.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Today we've been talking with Carolyn C.J. Jones. Some ways to get more information on the happiness. Before I do that, I just want to remind you that if you want to do a mini tarot reading, you need to call in right now. The number is 800-930-2819. Again, 800-930-2819 if you have a question you want some guidance on. Some more ways to get information on happiness. You can go to my website, which is lauralongley.net. You can go to my Facebook page, Blue Hair and Wisdom, or on Twitter, I'm Happy Coach Laura. And you can always go and listen to archives of this show at thelauralongleyshow.com. So let's see. Do we have any callers that have called in for the tarot reading? Chrissy?
Not yet, Laura.
Well, I know you said that you would be my guinea pig. So do you have a question that you want to ask that we can do a tarot reading so people see what it's like?
Very much so. I'm very excited. Thank you.
Oh, good. Yay.
I need to know about my career.
Okay.
I'm kind of in a stagnant place right now. And I'm wondering, do you foresee any kind of career moves in the very near future or something to that nature?
So is it about that you're feeling like you don't know what your next step is, or is it that you don't know if you're in the right place? Is it,
you know, a lot of both.
Okay.
I'm very confused, like, not with, you know, my job here, of course, but I want to do something extra on top of this and I want to be successful. So I want to know, you know, am I going in the right direction? Am I making the right decisions, or should I be on a different path?
Okay, well, I'm going to do just a one card draw in interest of time. And the card that I drew is the Princess of Swords. And the swords, the suit, so there's four suits in the tarot, and swords represents our mental, the mental part. And the Princess of Swords is all about cutting through and getting clarity. So what it seems to me that this is saying is that maybe you need to get clarity on what you want to do.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Because a lot of times when we are, because part of what you said, I interpreted as, you know, I kind of want to do something else, and I'm not really sure what that is. I know a few components of it, but I'm not clear on what it looks like. Is that correct?
Yes, very much.
And so what it sounds like to me you need to do that would be helpful would be for you to really sit down and think about, okay, what is it that I am wanting to create? What does it look like for me? And do you off the top of your head know some of those answers?
You know, I flip-flop back and forth. Like, I'm in school right now, and I've been doing radio for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And I'd like for the radio to kind of expand.
Uh-huh.
That would be my main goal. But then also, you know, maybe a side job that generates a whole lot of money with a very little time.
Wouldn't we all like that?
Yeah.
When you figure out what that is, why didn't you let me know?
Right, exactly.
So I think maybe part of the clarity is not only what would the job look like, but what is your goal? What are you wanting to get out of it? Because it's two very different things to say, I want to make a bunch of money and I want to do something that really is fulfilling to me. Those are not the same thing.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Yeah. And so for you to get clear on which direction is of the highest priority to you right now, because I can certainly understand there are times in our lives when financially we need some help and we need some support and we don't really care that we're getting fulfillment out of it or not. It's the paycheck that we're after. And so if that's your highest priority right now, that's great. And so put that in the forefront of your mind, and then that's what you'll attract. But if the answer really is want to really expand what I'm doing in radio because that really calls to me, then that's where you need to put your focus, and that's what you'll attract.
Sounds good. Good advice.
Great. Well, thank you so much for letting me use you as my guinea pig. And I hope that I really would love to make this an ongoing feature of the show. When we did it on the show a month or so ago, we really got great feedback, a lot of callers, and I think people really find it useful. So if people are listening now, be sure to tune in next week because I'm going to do it again next week. All right. So if you didn't call in today, get set to call in next Tuesday. I want to thank my guest today, Carolyn C.J. Jones, for sharing her great information on forgiveness and finding peace. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley, at a wonderful time as I do every week. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and on the first and fifth Monday of each month at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Next Tuesday on the Laura Longley Show, I'll be talking with Greg Kretsch about Morita therapy, a form of Japanese psychology. It promises to be a really interesting conversation. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.